Number 85. A plus B plus 10 divided by 52 plus C. It's Les Parrott's budget formula for the local church. He shares it all over the place and says this is an ideal way for a local church to budget. Here's what it is. A is the fixed cost, the things you have to pay. B are the controllables, things you wouldn't have to pay. You could lay off a secretary, or you could not do certain things. You have to pay A, your gas bill is your A, you have to pay it. B are controllables, things you wouldn't have to do, you could cut back on. Plus 10% means fixed costs plus controllables, plus 10% contingency. Those are the things that might come up. This is the kind of the cushion that you build in. Now, by contingency, I don't mean you take a bunch of money and sock it away in a savings account. A church is not supposed to be a bank. A church is supposed to spend money, not save money. But 10% is the cushion that allows for the higher heat bill, that allows for the extra kinds of things. So there you got your budget. Fixed costs plus your controllables plus 10% contingency. You divide that by 52 weeks to know what you want every week. And then you add C. See, there's a C there. A plus B plus 10 divided by 52 plus C. C are your special projects. The special projects that you have. The Xerox machine that you need to buy. The new PA system that you need to get. The new cross idea that you have in the church. Air conditioning, whatever. Those things really need to be in the beginning of the budget rather than say, oh boy, look, we got a lot of extra money here. Let's, what should we spend it on? At the beginning of the year, make a list of those contingencies, or those special projects rather, and put them down there, the C's. Say this. If we have the money come in, what you're basically authorizing your leader to do is say, if you find the money for this, we can do it. We'll approve the project, but the money has to come in. So you watch as the year goes on to see if you're on track with a 1/52nd per week and see how you're on track through the year. And if extra money comes in beyond the 10% contingency, which covers the other uncertainties, otherwise what you get is you get a church where the guy wants to keep 40% contingency. You never know what's going to happen to the roofer. We might need that. It's best to plan that stuff and put the C's on the front line. If you've got the 10% contingency, it's moved up through the rest of the year, then you can spend other stuff. If by the end of the year you don't have to spend that 10% contingency, the roof didn't get a hole in it, the air conditioning didn't break down, the heat bill didn't cost you $2,000 more than you thought, then that contingency money, the 10%, can be spent on the C's. Now, if you just listen to this without looking at the little booklet, it may sound confusing. Let me just review quickly. It's fixed cost plus your controllable cost, add 10% contingency, divided by 52 weeks, that's how much you need a week, but add on all your special projects and have them approved in advance. Les Parrott's idea, brilliant idea, I think.